Well, before we do anything, we have to let Zach know that Elise is listening. Elise texted us a little while ago, which is a good thing. Thank you, Elise, for doing it. This is a segment I've really been looking forward to because I've never hidden anything from you. I've been pretty, not pretty honest, just honest. I know nothing about Minecraft at all. In fact, I know a teeny bit because until very recently, I figured it was like a war game. Can you believe that? Like Warcraft, and I thought mines were like, you know, the mines that you would use in a war. And it took me a while. I mean, I at least now know that the emphasis should be on the craft, and the mine is more like mine. And I'm looking forward to learning more about this. And with us today, we have Zach from Pittsburgh Filmmakers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Filmmakers, Pittsburgh
Sound. Oh, you know what would help? I've been schooled in this, and those buttons turn your mics on. Tell me again.
Yeah, I work at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
Excellent. And I imagine you know Sue Howard in that program, who's a good friend, Susan is, and the great work they do. And we also have Will. Will, tell me about yourself.
So I'm a indie game developer. I'm developing my own game right now, and I like a lot of open source things. And I really like going to the class that Zach was holding because it was sort of like just doing what I like, just coding and things like that, and doing our own stuff, modifying an open source game.
Very cool. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Colfax, K-8.
It's a great school. And we were talking very briefly off the air because you're wearing a Canfield Cardinals shirt. I was curious when you came to Pittsburgh. How long have you been in Pittsburgh now?
2 years now.
Okay, so you've probably adjusted real well, and I hope. And Pittsburgh Colfax is a great school. How did you get interested in game design?
Well, I've sort of always been into computers myself. When I was about half a year old, my mom sat me on her lap, and I sort of typed on a computer what, like, she would put me in front of, like, Word, like, back in 2004, long time ago, and, like, it was a big, junky little square computer, and it was, like, one she got for free from her work, and I love computers ever since. When I was, like, 3, she started teaching me my numbers and the alphabet on, like, little keyboards, and she would teach me things like that, and ever since then, I've been introduced to so many other things, like Minecraft and open source games and game development itself.
So tell me a bit about Minecraft, because I really don't know much about it, but it sounds, I do know how to program, but not probably using languages that are very popular today. And even a lot of the work we do here with our music library involves a certain sense of programming, but I'm curious how Minecraft even works. What's the a structure?
So Minecraft is a game built off of Java, and Java is the way it's programmed, it's the script engine, I guess you could call it. Mm-hmm. And Minecraft runs off of those certain things people have told it to do, and it's an open world survival game made entirely out of blocks and out of pixels. It's like something you would find retro from the 80s.
And
very cool. Very, very pixelated and looks like it's dated graphics, but it's such a unique game because it's sort of different from the rest. It's got sort of an infinite world for players to do anything they want. They can do, like, virtually anything. Say you want to, like, build a castle, you can do that. Say you want to turn it into a war game, you can do that.
And when you work in Minecraft, do you need to buy a special device? Or you mentioned open source, which sounds pretty cool. Can you just go online, or do you need to have certain equipment to use it?
Well, Minecraft itself is a game. It's $25 on the Minecraft website, and if you want to edit it, like, you should probably have some capabilities of scripting and coding. Like, if you were working off like JavaScript or Java, then you would probably be able to modify Minecraft. But it's a PC or mobile or Xbox game. Most recommended is PC, probably because it's got the most updates into it. It's the most recent, and it's the classic one that you can edit, and there are so many different things that the community have done because Minecraft has a huge community.
We're going to talk with Zach in just a moment, but one other thing I'm curious about, you're again 11, did you say? And do you have friends or are there people at Colfax your age that the way I'm going to say it is kind of have no idea of what you're doing and some of the things you're talking about? In other words, are there some people that are really into programming and game development and the technology and some that are just disinterested altogether?
Yeah, there's sort of like a mix of people. You have the people that don't like it. You have the people who do sort of like it but don't know how to do that because our school is starting out with coding clubs. And then there's the people who know how to do it, like me and some of my groups of friends will, like, just get together on some day and just code Minecraft.
Yeah, it's a real interesting time, I think, where the skills that you have aren't necessarily universal, just because of the way they're unfolding as we live. It's kind of cool. Let me turn to Zach, who's just been smiling away here. Tell me about the camp that you do and about other things going on to help teach people about game development at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
Yeah, so the classes that I typically teach are through Pittsburgh Filmmakers Youth Media Program, which is run by Sue Howard. And we run them at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts because most of them are geared towards, you know, children and teens and stuff like that. So I've been running Minecraft since this past summer, and it's really been a fun experience. Adults who don't really understand it can think of it as, you know, digital Legos, and you have the ability, the mining part is kind of gathering your resources, and then you you can craft them into new resources and tools and different things that you can build and play with.
So you could make like a hammer, or could you make a car?
Yeah, you make things like pickaxes and shovels, and then you can make, you know, things like swords and bows and arrows. And the real fun gets into it. So Minecraft itself is proprietary, and Microsoft just bought it out actually for, you know, several billion dollars. And there are groups of people who will kind of decompile it and create mods to create you know, a layer that you know, other that's open source and other people can build off of. So that's really what we're interested in. And you know, we can create modifications on how it looks, and so the kids can completely retheme it to look like whatever their imagination wants. And
do people ever make things in Minecraft that they then sell to other people or trade with people?
Oh, are you referring like people would do in, you know, World of Warcraft? I know that used to be popular.
I'm not as familiar with that, okay. But I'm just thinking about the collaborative aspects because it seems Will could make something very innovative. It would be compatible with what I might be making, and maybe I don't have the skills to make it. Is it something, I guess Will could maybe contribute it to the community?
Yeah, so a lot of, even though Minecraft's proprietary, a lot of the modifications that people make, they'll open source them or they'll make them available to the community, which is really great. That's the really, you know, exciting part of Minecraft is the community and contributing code that other people can use.
We're going to come back to Will in just a second. I just want to know a little bit more about you. Can you tell me about yourself?
Yeah. So I am actually the web developer at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. Teaching is just kind of a side thing that I do because I love programming and, you know, getting kids interested in it so much. I also, last year, I taught an Android app fundamentals class for the youth media program. And this year, I'll be teaching a web and apps program over the summer. I love figuring out things that are going to help people out and get them excited in programming and, you know, solving problems. So on the side, I also have my own company where we look at different problems that the community is having and ways that we can solve them in an open source and, you know, completely free to use way.
Very cool. Yeah. Where did you go to school? Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
Yeah. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I'm from East Pittsburgh. And I attended University of Pittsburgh for computer science. Really had an interest in things like sociology and composing digital media.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned designing games. I would imagine you're designing things outside of the whole Minecraft infrastructure, right? Can you tell me about what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm using a separate software called RPG Maker VX Ace, and it's a software that runs off of JavaScript, which is different from Java, which is what Minecraft runs off of, but it's a way to code a game. It's sort of what the game is based off of, and the software comes with assets like textures and sound files, and then you build away off of there. The software is considerably cheap considering the other game making softwares out there. For like, I've seen like a lot of things go up, like Ubisoft uses a software for $100, whereas this is only like $30 right now on sale. And it's really cool because you don't really need much coding ability or much scripting ability to be known to yourself. Someone who doesn't really know much but has like done Scratch before, mm-hmm. can like jump right in, and there are places in the coding community that have like different assets and code lines for other people to use just for free, because they might not be able to know like what to do, or they might like download something they see like, oh, that guy has a really cool castle trap function. You could just download that from them as long as it's open source and they allow you to. And the game is just sort of it. You create your own games however you like them. It just plops you in there and you do whatever you like.
So interesting. We only have about another minute or so. I'm curious. There's the coding of the game and sort of the building of the architecture and system to do what you want it to do. But then there's coming up with the concept for how the game is going to work, what you want the player to do, how you're going to make it challenging. Which is one harder than the other? And is there one aspect you enjoy more than the other, or are they impossible to separate?
Well, I sort of treasure the thinking more than the doing, because when you're doing the coding, you've sort of thought about it already, but when you're thinking about and you're planning the game itself, then you're going to have a more fun time than like building the game itself, just because you're getting so many good ideas that you could be doing at any certain time. And other people might be different, I'm not sure, but I just love the aspect of thinking that you're creating a game that you choose, you shape however you would like.
Well, that's a really great attitude to have. It's terrific. Is there anything else you wanted to say that I may not have given you a chance to?
Not really.
Thanks. I'd like to have you come back sometime so we can talk some more. And let me turn back to Elise's Zach. I'm trying to make him blush as much as I can here. No, is there anything else you'd like to add? Can folks get involved in upcoming classes at all? Or is there a way to keep in touch with what's happening at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts?
Yeah, so we have an upcoming Minecraft class for this spring. I believe it starts January 24th. It runs 6 weeks on the weekends on Saturday. And then this summer, part of our summer art camps program, We'll actually be running a 5-day full-day class. So that's longer than we've ever run Minecraft. So we'll get to do a lot of new and interesting things with it. So you can keep in touch with us and figure out what we're doing at pittsburgharts.org.
Thank you both for being here today. It's been a real pleasure.